in St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday. Happy Juneteenth. Happy early Father's Day to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Happy Father's Day to you guys.
I wished everybody happy Father's Day last Friday as I was signing off Redbird Rush Hour.
Perfect.
Yeah, because I thought it was last weekend.
It's just a general blessing. You know?
Yeah, you know, maybe that's my new sign-off every day.
Happy Father's
happy
Day.
Happy Father's Day, everybody, just in case I missed you 6 months ago.
Yes, you're used to not having your daughter around.
Or anyone, for that matter. Like, I'm used to not being around my parents.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I haven't lived where my parents live since I was in college.
Yeah.
So I'm used to not being around or dad on Mother and Father's Day, and I'm used to now I am. My kid, you know, since she went to college, I'm used to that. Yeah.
Did you think about try to make it back to Detroit, or were you like a goner once you went to Miami?
I never really planned one or the other. Like, it wasn't I'm never going back. It was just, well, the path took me where it did.
Yeah.
You know, first the path took me to Chicago, then it took me here.
Rach, how about you? Did you, when you were younger, did you just kind of assume you'd grow up in Grafton, or were you like, I'm gonna cross that river?
That's such a good question. I feel like I thought I would maybe cross the river and be over here eventually, but I've never really considered moving away from St. Louis area in a serious way. I'm open to it. It's just, it's never been like a thing that I was planning on or like... Yeah, it's just never really come up. It's like,
I really never considered it. Like, when I was young, I just knew I would, you know, like, maybe I'll make it to Bethalto.
Yeah.
But then when I went to law school at WashU, my mom and dad literally cried and screamed at me. Because that,
you crossed the river?
Yeah, it's like, well, you'll be dead in a month, you know, that kind of thing.
Man.
And then living in Alaska, really, and then going to Europe, you know, I went to Europe for a few months, and I learned... Phoebe's having an adventure out of town this summer, and I can tell. It's like when I went to Europe, you know? Like, I grew up so much just having to face all that stuff, and you're with your buddies, and people are trying to steal your stuff, and protecting each other, and finding your way around Paris, and, you know, it's pretty weird going from South Rock, Santa to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The only thing I could say that I knew is I knew coming out of high school that I wanted to go to college somewhere else. Like, I knew that. It wasn't like I need to get as far away as I can. That wasn't the point. But it was, I don't want to be in my own backyard.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if that was smart or stupid or whatever, but I will say it worked out okay.
Yeah, I've told the story so many times, but when I was at WashU and I met all these people who had great undergrad stories, and I just decided if I ever have kids, they're gonna experience this.
Yeah.
They're gonna go away. They're gonna live in a dorm. They're gonna live in a crappy house. And
yeah, I mean, I wanted my kid to go somewhere. I mean, I didn't want her to go like light years away, but I did want her to learn. You know, like, have that experience of being somewhere where you're just you. You don't have to worry about me. You don't have to come visit us every 2 weeks or whatever. I mean, I would like to have been closer. Been nice to make visits instead of a 9-hour drive. If it's a 3-hour drive, I would have definitely taken more advantage of that.
Yeah.
So there's a downside to it, but I still think there's a value to what Phoebe's getting to do at KU, to what my kid got to do at Bama. Like, I think there's value to being on your own, but it doesn't mean it's all important.
Yeah.
You know, it's every kid's a little different. I thought my kid needed that. Some kids don't need it. Some kids are different. I thought I needed it when I was a kid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nick went to Mizzou, and it was kind of perfect.
Was it?
Because he didn't get homesick. He loved he loved college.
Right.
He loved being there. But he was like an hour and 20 minutes away if he needed to be.
For me as a student, that would have been too close to my parents.
Yeah, and it was too close for Phoebe.
Okay,
she wanted to be far enough away that she couldn't
come
home.
For me as a parent, I would have been cool with that.
Yeah.
I would have been like, all right, we can do that. Dropping you off at school at the beginning of each year and picking you up is only an hour and a half. Boom, that's great.
I remember being in the Greek islands on my European trip, and it just hit me one time. I think I was talking to my mom and dad on a payphone, and it just hit me like, man, if I had to get home, it would take me a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm really far away.
Mm-hmm.
It was a strange feeling.
Yeah.
But somehow liberating, too.
Being in a totally different time zone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not even like, oh, I'm an hour ahead, but when it's like, hey, it's morning there and it's night here, that is an odd feeling.
Did you, so you're usually in Japan like a week. Week and a couple days,
about
right?
It's usually about 10 days.
Do you acclimate to the time change?
I'm the wrong person to ask because my sleep is so weird anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like I, by the time I get back, it does feel strange again. Like,
yeah.
But I think a lot of that is being on the flight and like losing and gaining hours on the flight. That really messes you up. I don't know. When I'm over there, it's like I do usually try to sleep at night. I spend many hours in the night awake, but No, I mean, I would probably have to be there like a couple of weeks to truly acclimate to it.
Andrew's off today. Everyone's off but us.
This is his third Friday off in a row.
Yeah, I clocked that.
Yeah.
Has not gone unnoticed.
Yeah.
And if I sound bitter, it's because I kind of am.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
I mean, he could have just came in.
Yeah. On his own time
and
dime.
Cared about the show.
If he actually like was our friend, then maybe he would have like showed us that today. But
if he cared about the show.
I guess we mean nothing to him. That's okay. Yeah. That's okay.
We're just side quests.
Yeah. NPCs.
Is Dave wearing a Morton Salt t-shirt?
Nope.
Yep.
Yeah, he is. It says salty.
When you said nope, I took you seriously for a second. I'm like, wait a minute. I stared at that shirt at lunch today. I'm like, you have a salt shirt.
He's gaslighting you.
I have kind of an interesting thought. We'll see where these things go. I could be completely wrong. But it just kind of struck me last night that we love things in this life that are bad for us. Cigarettes, fast food, alcohol, drugs, rotting on the couch, sex where you shouldn't be. Like, we're drawn to that. Do you think that we're drawn to it because it's across the line? We know it's bad for us and we romanticize it. Otherwise, like thinking evolutionarily, because I think very much based on evolution, like, oh, that's why this and that's why that and that's why you do this, that's why you do that. But why would it behoove this species to love things that are bad for us? Like, why is our tongue set up to love fat and salt and sugar when that's not great?
Well, because you do need some of that in order to survive, right? Like, you need to do it was beneficial for us to eat fats. You just can't have too much. I don't know. My mind is just going to our conversation with the priest and the rabbi last week, and they were both kind of talking about like the shallow pleasures of life versus like the things that actually have depth. And a lot of those things that are like instant gratification, they start out so great, but kind of the deeper you go into that, the less return you get and the more, I don't know. I think it's, there's something just to be learned there. That's like applying yourself and dedicating yourself to something is ultimately valuable and like good for the human spirit. And just seeking constant thrills and constant pleasure is, you get why people want to do that, but it doesn't ever actually help you in the long run. As far as evolutionarily, I'm not sure why, but...
Yeah. Did I just put fully deconstructed...
Somebody did.
I did.
Oh, you did that?
I clicked... Because it doesn't let me read the post unless I click on it for some reason. This is the first day it's ever done that.
Okay.
But I'll come take a look at it.
I actually did something.
Yeah, something's goofy if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
So... I think everything that we have in that regard is evolutionarily wired into our brains, right? So why are we drawn to those things? Because all of those things in some way, shape, or form are rooted in survival. Food is survival. Your body, your brain, the chemicals that your brain puts out when you eat makes you happy, so you want more of that happy. And then that same thing is true for sex. The same thing is true for fun. You know, if fun is laying on the couch or riding a roller coaster or whatever, it's all about how we're wired to survive. And now you can always go too far on those things, right? Like as Rach pointed out, in the days when we evolved, we needed fat. We needed as much of it as we could get because we burned so many calories because it was an active life. It was a survival type thing.
Yeah.
So I think those are just... That's just the way we are. It's our chemistry.
I'm getting yelled at by Trish Gazelle right now. She said, "You're making my whole point about cleaning the bathroom and doing chores. You argued with me about this." So, like, she was kind of, and I remembered she and I having this discussion, and I don't disagree with her. Her point, as I remember it, was like, why don't we take as much pleasure in cleaning the bathroom as we do in laying on the couch and not cleaning the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why isn't that? Why don't we, is it that we're not taught? If our parents like did a Tom Sawyer on us and said, oh, you're not going to paint this fence. That's way too much fun. You're like, please let me paint the fence. Because mowing the grass was like that for me. My dad stewed me because I begged him to mow the grass. It just looked so cool and fun. And within 20 seconds of doing it the first time, I'm like, I've been hornswoggled.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
I think what we are, what we don't like is boring, repetitive actions. Jeez. We don't like boring, repetitive actions. We like change. We like new things. And you know, a thing that's repetitive and boring that requires no effort, laying on the couch, is a little different than something that's repetitive and boring that requires some effort. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, it requires effort to clean something. And I think that's the difference.
Yeah. You know, is it really hot in here?
I mean, yeah, it's a little bit hot. Yeah, a little bit hot. And it's unfortunately 85 outside, so it's not going to help to open. But yeah, it's a little smoky in here.
I thought so.
Well, it's not really smoky. It's steamy.
Thought I clocked it.
Yeah.
Welcome back, DJs and KMOX. Happy Friday, 121. Yeah, this next thing I'm about to say. Oh, shoot. Where did it go? Darn it. Oh, man, I had something. Oh, now I got it back.
All right.
This is how it starts. This is what it looks like.
No.
We all do.
Oh, yeah.
It's hot
we all
here.
Do it, Dave.
This is clearly it.
I mean, I forgot that I was supposed to jump on with the Gas House gang today at the time that I was. I knew I was supposed to do it, but I thought I was supposed to do it a half hour later. So.
Yeah, you were weird at lunch.
Well, yeah, because my phone was blowing up, first of all. I had six different people texting me all these things, and then realized that I got it wrong. I thought I was joining Claves and Ron's at 12:30, when in reality it was 12 to 12:30. I'm smart.
Oh, he had six people texting him. Mr. Popular.
Oh, no. God, please. I wish it was more popularity.
So here's what I was going to say. You ever stop and think about how we actually know so little? Like, I don't know that Finland's really there.
Yeah, you just got to trust.
Yeah.
Hey, it could be big globe, big map that's lying to you.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah.
There are whole ass countries that I don't know for sure are there. And so you think about all the other stuff that people say, and I'm a big repeater. It's kind of what I do for a living. I read stuff, and then I tell you guys about it, and we discuss it. And for the most part, we just accept it. Like I've always said, I think it's really possible that, like, my great nephew Jacob just earned his PhD.
Ah, congratulations to him.
Well,
it's wonderful.
Don't get too excited because it's all fake. I think when you get your PhD, you get your thesis pass and the whole thing, and they crown you or hood you, whatever they do, and then all your professors and mentors go, okay, now we can tell you. It's all fake. We make all this stuff up. And those idiots down there have no idea. I don't think this is real. I don't think that's really how it is. But when you really think about it, we don't independently verify most of what we learn in this world. We just go, okay.
Yeah, but we have the experts who independently verify it, I suppose.
The fake experts. The PhDs.
Man, now you're sounding like, you know, flat earthers.
Again, I'm not saying it's real. I'm just saying we live based on trust a lot. Like, I am in no way an anti-vaxxer. But, you know, you go to these guys, and they're like, you know what you need? Crestor. And you're like, okay, put it in my mouth. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I take everything rectally, but...
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like, just I easier guess
that
way, I guess.
It's more effective.
Yeah.
Started that with St. Joseph baby aspirin as a kid.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Basically. My mom just found me put them in my butt.
Yeah, I watch Jeopardy every day. I love Jeopardy. And all the time I'm like, I could totally be on this show. Because I do okay with a lot of the categories.
Mm-hmm.
But then they'll hit like a geography category. And I have, most of the time, I have no idea what's going on.
But I mean, the way you're describing it, Dave, we have to operate that way. Because nobody can know everything independently on their own. It's impossible.
Which is, if you know...
Which is why there are doctors and lawyers and, you know, everybody's got their own field.
And you think about it, going back to our ancient ancestors, which you guys know I'm obsessed with, it was necessary.
Yeah.
That if Blowbore walks up and says, there's a herd of bison about 10 miles that way, You didn't have the time or energy to go verify. You're like, okay, I'm going to take him at his word.
Yeah, because if we were all independently verifying things, we wouldn't have a society.
Wouldn't make any progress.
And humanity would not be where we are now. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's going back to last segment. It's one of our base instincts is to work together. It's how human beings came to control and dominate the planet. If we didn't work together way back in the beginning out of necessity, then we wouldn't be what we are.
Yeah. Here's a factoid for you. I just had this today in my show prep. We all have heard many times that sitting is terrible for you. Get up, stand up, walk around, exercise. The more you sit, the sooner you're going to die. New study came out and said, there's a fine line there.
Yeah.
People who don't sit enough end up dying even faster.
Uh-huh.
So
you got to, it's just like everything else, right? Then do everything in balance.
Mm-hmm.
It is amazing that we are that, right? Like, everything's balance. Too much water will kill you. Not enough water will kill you. Just right? Okay, you're good. And I know there's a range of just right. It's not very perfect.
Are you guys also getting these ads for, like, the posture correction things?
No.
Okay, it's like, it's not a backpack you put on, but
it looks like a backpack. I've seen those,
yeah. It, like, pushes your shoulders back.
Pushes the shoulders back.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I've worried about everything in this world. I've never given one second of thought to my posture.
Your posture's pretty good. Oh, I've never looked at Dave and thought, like, poor posture over there. You're doing pretty well. I have a tendency to slump, especially here at work because of the way the board's set up.
Well, that's the thing. You're right. There's so much set up in workspaces where it's like you're hunched over.
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of that stuff can come from. And look, the way we do things, like if you sit in bed and look at your phone, you're in a weird position.
Mm-hmm.
You just are. Your body's not meant to sit that way. And I've found that I've had to, like, adapt to how I sit. If you hold your phone the way that most people do, you're going to get elbow problems. You're going to get nerve pinches. You're going to get weird things. You got to find places that are more comfortable without that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Not easy.
So they say.
And when you're 30, it's whatever. Everything's fine when you're 30. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't feel fine.
Yeah, when you're 25, you're just like, whatever. I don't even think about anything. I'm just going to blow through the day. It's fine. Now it's like, if I sit this way for too long, I won't be able to feel my foot. Better move.
Yeah, I will try to move in a way I've moved in the past, and then my body is like, no, don't do that ever again.
Isn't that
try playing baseball when you're 61.
Isn't that one of the great wake-up calls?
Yes.
It's like you go to just instinctively do something, and when you do it, it's a physical stop sign.
Yes.
Your body just goes, nope.
It's like, you're about to snap your spine if you're not careful.
The famous video of me ripping my quad last year.
Yes, it's exactly the example. Like, every one of us has been there.
It took 40 seconds to get to first base.
Yeah.
I was just like Scooby-Doo, like in a dream, like running in sand. Terrible. Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. You know how the other day I was going off on people who ride their bikes on the street?
Yeah.
There are three other groups of people I'm done with.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
Show them who has a radio show and who doesn't. Right,
yeah,
now.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I do.
Get a big old flex.
Get them.
I am done with what I would call gotcha influencers. Like the guy who is pushing Seinfeld to say free Palestine. The people who film outside your business and you go out there and say,
the auditors.
I'm going to call the cops. And they're like, call the cops because blah, blah, blah.
The free speech auditors.
Yes, get it, but just go outside and practice falling down.
Amen.
You're so friggin' annoying. Subset to that, sovereign citizens.
Oh,
man.
To the moon, dude.
Oh,
just send them all to the moon.
God, can you all just be sovereign?
Don't apply to me.
I will put you all in an island.
Good. Go live in the middle of nowhere if you want to be on your own. That's how that works.
Yes.
If you want to be with the rest of us, then you pay taxes for the roads and the garbage pickup and everything else. Otherwise, go off into the wilderness and you can be your own sovereign citizen. You're
fine there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go live in the middle of nowhere.
F off.
Yes.
And then my third category, door-to-door people. It's 2026. I will shoot you in the face if you try to sell me siding one more time. Or if the Mormons show up and what? It's 2026. Don't come to my house unless I invite you.
Yeah.
And even if I do invite you, I probably don't mean it. So maybe don't come to my house under that circumstance either. But people who just knock on your door and you see these videos, I've had them do it at my house, but you see these videos of these people and there's a reason you're a door-to-door salesman because you're an aggressive a-hole, and they'll knock, 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 knock. And, you know, now we can all talk through our Ring cameras like, yeah, not interested. Well, just let me leave a card. I'm telling you, not interested. Well, let me just blah, blah, blah. Oh.
It's also, it's
release
gotta,
the hounds.
It's got to be in the modern time, in 2026, the least efficient way to market your business.
They still do it, though.
I know.
Someone's got to be buying siding.
I mean, like, you're way better off hitting social media all over the place. You're way better off doing something like that than knocking on doors where, look, how many, what percentage of the doors are in, is anybody even going to answer? And of those that answer, how many of them are going to be a yes?
Yeah, but then you hit those people who have a hard time saying no to your face.
Ugh.
Like, have you guys, I know Wheeler's answer, but Dave, have you ever bought anything just because you didn't feel like you could say no?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wheels, I'm assuming you have never done that.
Only for kids. Like, you know,
yeah,
kids
well,
coming by and they're
different.
Selling, you know, Girl Scout cookies or, hey, we're selling candy bars for our football team. I'll always do that.
I mean,
But it's also not a real investment, right?
Right, for sure.
It's not like a roofing company selling me a roof.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot better, but especially when I was younger, if I went into like a boutique or something, I was like, well, I have to buy something.
Mm.
I can't just go in here and look around and leave.
Yeah.
I have to buy something. So I think a lot of times, if you're still doing door-to-door in this day and age, you're kind of, I hate to use the word preying on, but maybe you're counting on those people who are like, well, I don't, some people don't know how to close a sale. Some people don't know how to get out of the sale. Like they're in from the beginning. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I had a solicitor in my neighborhood earlier this week, actually, and they were like waiting outside my neighbor's door for a really long time. Like they didn't believe that no one was home type of thing. And I found that interesting. It feels like we get, or those people get so offended when it's like, you're not answering your door. I know you're home. But yet if you screen a call,
right,
no one knows about that. I don't know. It's just this weird entitled, like, I know you're in there. You gotta come answer the door for me. Like, I don't want to.
I think I told you guys.
You know what a power move would be?
Hmm.
If you have like a, because my front door you can see through a little bit, is to see them there and wave at them and then just walk away.
Yeah. I told you guys the story like maybe 5 years or so ago. The Mormon showed up at the house and Phoebe or Maureen one answered the door and like, oh yeah, not interested. We're Catholic, what have you. And then they said, can we ask you a question? We understand Dave Glover lives in this neighborhood. Can you tell us which house he lives in? Then they're like, okay. This is getting really weird.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I used to invite them in back in my saltier days.
Like to have a debate?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, come on in, boys. Let's have a talk. Have some Kool-Aid. Never ended well.
Yeah.
You know, here's another hot take. I am bored to death with aliens. Bored to death.
Wow.
Kind of couldn't care less.
I mean, I care, but I don't follow
now,
it.
If it
day by
happened,
day.
Of course I'm engaged.
Yeah.
But until then, I'm just kind of bored about talking about it.
I'm tired of people being like, I've seen things you could never even imagine.
Yeah, then tell us, jerk.
Yeah, like stop rubbing it in.
Because until a whistleblower really blows the whistle and says it all out loud, what are we even doing? I mean, I know that, hey, classified this, I get it. I know you probably don't want to go to prison. I understand that. I'm not saying you should go to prison. I'm just saying stop the boy who cried wolf thing.
Here's another thing, and I'm just blowing through my show prep, so I'm going to be done by 2. But did we just lose the Epstein files thing? Did they successfully rope-a-dope us and distract us to the point that now we're just kind of, it's in our rearview mirror?
No.
Not for everybody, but for the mainstream, I think.
Yeah, I think general public has kind of dropped it, but they're still having like committee hearings about it. There was a closed door meeting. I think Pam Bondi was in a closed door meeting maybe last week about the Epstein files. And I was driving down 44 the other day, and there's a bridge at one point, and they'll always hang different signs. And on this day, it was released the Epstein files. So, I mean, it's still out there, but
It's just
I
crazy.
I think we've had a lot of distractions
it's
since
crazy
earlier
that
this year.
Congress, which, by the way, do we even need Congress anymore?
No.
Like, we didn't need them to ratify whatever treaty or memorandum of understanding that we did with Iran, which, by the way, is already off, I guess, because Israel's attacking Lebanon and Iran's like, F you.
CBS actually wrote an article today about what's missing from the Epstein files, basically breaking down the fact that there's 3 million documents, I guess, that the DOJ claims are duplicates or just things they can't release.
Yeah, let us see.
Yeah, and that's what people in Congress are saying is like, all right, if they're duplicates, let's see them. Let's compare them.
But you can. There's a lot of flack in the air, which, by the way, probably tells you that somebody's onto something on some topic. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Epstein or the UFO stuff, but having all of these things, the Epstein, the disclosure stuff, the Iran war, top that off with the economy impacted by all of those things, but especially by the war. I mean, when that's a lot of flack in the air, and it seems unusual that it would all be there at the same time, unless the whole point is to throw a lot of flack in the air so that the one thing that could probably get people in trouble doesn't get them in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like there's so much going on that you start to sound crazy the more you talk about
right,
it.
Right, right.
Like, okay, we get it.
Right.
There's a bunch of shady things going down. Sure. Like, it becomes harder and harder to believe the more the evidence adds up, ironically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's another group I'm mad at.
Who's
Ew.
That?
The people who film themselves in the gym.
Oh, those, yeah, stop it.
Even if you're not a jerk about it,
mm-mm.
Put your camera away.
No, if you want to do that at your home gym.
Plus.
And even then, I don't care for it, but at least you're not in getting in other people's way.
No one cares.
Mm.
No one cares. If someone's watching you work out, it's 99% because they think you're hot.
Well, yeah, that's.
Like, I mean, yes. No one's watching you work out and go, oh, 3 sets of 8. Okay, let me make a note of that. They're like, oh, she's got big boobs. Yeah. I mean, just know what you're doing.
I mean, they do know what they're doing. They just pretend they don't.
Now, okay, devil's advocate for a second. Sometimes the only way you know you're doing something wrong is by seeing yourself do it. So what about the people
Word.
Who are trying to get their form?
Well, if you're only recording it for yourself, that's what you do. Then that's fine. That's different.
If you're at your home gym, that's okay.
I mean, when I worked with a trainer, he would video certain reps, say, show me when I'm doing it right and when I'm not.
That's hot.
Yeah. I mean, it's just it's pretty simple. But that's not what you're doing if you're live streaming it or if you're posting it on YouTube. If any of us can find it, then that's not what you're doing.
Who are you guys mad at? Don't leave me hanging.
Everybody. Mm. All the people you listed, for sure. Mm. Left lane campers, done with them.
Mm.
Can this may be slanderous, but I don't care.
Bring it.
It's
everybody,
Friday.
Every car I see driving through St. Louis with a Kansas plate sucks at driving. They're horrible.
There's the tank.
Always slow in the left lane, always doing dumb crap, moving lanes without signaling. Do people just not know how to drive in Kansas? Is that what it's like there?
It's pretty wide open.
Is that what it's like?
Like, is everybody just chaos, just whatever?
Yeah, just driving through fields.
Does everybody just drive 40? Like, what are we doing, man?
Do you guys ever have days on the road where you genuinely have the thought of, why am I the only one who knows how to drive?
Every day.
Let me be completely honest.
Okay.
If we had a button in our car, and 3 times in your whole life, if you got so mad at someone on the road, you could push that button and their car would explode. Mine would be gone by Tuesday.
It would be gone by the drive home tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I
wish there was a way, and I understand why this doesn't exist, because it would just descend into chaos, but you should be able to talk to someone if they're doing something stupid.
Unfortunately, loudspeaker or disconnect to their car.
Exactly, like airdrop them a message. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that would lead to shootings.
There's a guy I should have.
Because we're not a normal species.
I should have Andrew try to find this guy. But there's a lot of these people, TikTokers who have, the dash cams.
Uh-huh.
And the guy's whole content is people pulling in front of him and him going, don't do that crap. And then he's screaming at him and stuff. And then I realized he's in St. Louis.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then I'm thinking, maybe it's you. Like this, That's happened to me maybe 10 times in my life, you know, where I get that mad, and this guy just seems to be like an everyday thing.
It's a frustrating thing. Because the biggest thing that's the biggest problem is that nobody thinks about it like a team sport. Right? Driving mm-hmm. should be viewed as a team sport. If we all do things the right way or close to it, we all are safer. We all have fewer headaches. We all get to kind of move along with our days. But we have so many people that live in their own little world, and the only thing that matters is, I'm going to be on my phone texting while slouched down with my head barely above the console. Like, what are you doing, man?
This feels good. This
Yeah, let's hate some more, man. I'm all about the Friday hate.
Bitchin' Friday. I like it. Take a no prisoner. Some of you guys think this is totally cool or a bridge too far. Papa John's has partnered with NBC Universal and Instacart to collect data on when consumers might be out of groceries and more susceptible to ads encouraging you to order pizza. So basically, Instacart would tell Papa John's what day of the week you usually order groceries. And then 2 days before that, they start sending you ads that say things like light on groceries or empty fridge. Cool with that, or does it feel a little dystopian?
I'm not cool with it. It does feel dystopian, but I don't know how to draw the line. These things start to feel sinister after a certain point. I can't tell you what that point is.
What the line is?
Yeah, but this is probably a little beyond that line for me anyway.
The problem with the whole structure is that you have to sign off on terms of agreement, you know, terms of operation. And you just click it. Nobody reads
it.
No
one reads
it. And even if you read it, would that keep you from doing it?
Right.
Like, hey, we might use your information on your Instacart account to partner with other companies who might have other things that you want. If you see that, that's not going to keep you from ordering your groceries that way.
Yeah.
It's cheap. I don't like it. I don't like that your information can be easily bought and sold, and it's totally fine without your express permission. And the problem is that, you know, we allow small print. We allow, you know, a full page of terms and conditions that nobody's going to read, and people that aren't lawyers aren't going to fully understand anyway. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, I think it's all deceptive. They make it seem like, oh, yeah, this is normal operating procedure. Just sign away your rights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The other option is just don't do any of it, which means, well, you're missing out on a lot.
But it is interesting to think of, let's say, you're out at the bar and you're leaving. It's 1 o'clock in the morning and they have the food truck set up right there. They're grilling hamburgers and hot dogs. That's obviously preying on the fact that, oh, they've been drinking, they're hungry, they're more likely to buy now. So, like, I think we all agree that's okay.
Sure.
But then you add in the digital aspect, something about that just feels so wrong. And I can't really articulate why.
Well, it's in my view, it's because that food truck is just setting up in a space. It's not coming to you directly. It's so not it's, picking
it's like
your account and coming at you. It's just kind of sitting there
okay. In
a good spot. It's like having a restaurant in a good spot next to a popular, you know, sports stadium or, you know, theater or whatever. That's just smart. But the other part, I'm not saying it's not smart to specifically target and market to certain groups of people, but it's a bigger invasion, like knocking on your door.
Yeah.
Versus just being out there.
Isn't that, what a juxtaposition. In 2026, we still have human beings banging on your door to sell you Jesus or siding. And we have people listening through your phone and your television, and they know what's in your refrigerator. Like, what a strange time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, your phone is listening to you. How many times do you get ads for things that you've never searched, but you talked about? We got it. How many times do we get those things pop up?
Yeah,
where we were just talking about something and then we get a TikTok that says that.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone was not on. Don't like it.
Don't like it.
Nope.
Not comfortable.
Nope. Well, we've geared everything towards business.
Yeah.
Everything that we have set up is set up for the benefit of business. To a degree, it's okay. I think there's a to a degree.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be nice if there was just a general understanding that we're not going to invade your privacy.
Oh, also M&M's, the Mars company, they're evidently totally retooling the M&M's. And instead of the candy shell, they'll still call it that, but it'll be colored with beets and things like that. Because RFK doesn't like artificial colorings.
Yeah, they're going to be doing this with blue and brown.
Yes.
They use artificial coloring for blue and brown, so those might actually like drop out of the bags for a while. They expect to be fully back on track by 2028. You'll have your normal looking M&Ms again, but...
But they'll be beet M&Ms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I don't really care that much.
I like feeling mad.